Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 2nd of September, the 246th day of 2024. We are 120 days away from 2025. Confusion is a wonderful thing. And once gaining a toehold, confusion can become eternal. The Romans built confusion into their calendar, which thereafter became Western civilization's calendar. The Latin root septem of September, for example, means seven, as once upon a time September was the seventh month in the oldest Roman calendar that had only 10 months for the year, ending in December, the Latin decem meaning 10. Around 700 BCE, however, Roman king Numa Pompilius consulted with his astronomers, who had noted that the lunar reckoning of the existing calendar had become increasingly out of phase with the seasons, such that the vernal equinox was now falling on the Ides of May instead of in March. So King Numa and his boys came up with a new set of months, Januarius, after the two-faced god Janus, and Februarius, after the Latin term Februum, meaning purification. And the year now had 12 months, with the former 7th through 10th months becoming the 9th through 12th months, though the names of those months remained unchanged. Fast forward to the late 19th century, when labor activists in states such as New York, Oregon, Colorado, Massachusetts, and New Jersey garnered support for legislation to create a Labor Day holiday. By 1894, after a couple of dozen other states had adopted the holiday, the U.S. Congress passed an act making the first Monday of September a legal federal holiday to recognize the many contributions workers have made to America's strength, prosperity, and well-being. 10 years ago today in Belfast, Maine, the Belfast Area Chamber of Commerce first began plucking a lobster out of the Passagassawakeag River for the purpose of rendering an annual forecast. Known as Passy Pete, the lobster is caught in advance by a local fisherman, housed in a trap, and then brought forward to be presented with two scrolls that feature alternating poems by a local writer. One indicating that an early winter will occur, and the other forecasting 6 more weeks of summer. This according to the chamber's director, Dorothy Havey. "Whichever one he hits with his claw first is the one that we read," says Havey. Perhaps we shall never tell precisely the swell that nudged Passy into his or her place of pronouncement. Heavenward, September's new moon sets with the sun this evening and rises with the sun tomorrow morning. This Thursday, our moon will reach apogee, its farthest distance from Earth, 252,407 miles away. After a half hour of sunset, our thin waxing crescent moon will be hanging in the southwest sky between the bright planet Venus and Spica, the brightest star in the constellation Virgo the Maiden. Today in 1537, King Christian III published Ordinance on the Danish Church, establishing Lutheranism as the state religion. Today in 1666, the Great Fire of London began accidentally on Pudding Lane in the house of the king's baker and would burn for 4 days, destroying about 13,000 houses or 80% of the city. Today in 1752 was the last day of the Julian calendar in Great Britain and the British colonies, including America. To sync to the new Gregorian calendar, 11 days were skipped, and the next day became September 14th. Today in 1789, the U.S. Congress established the Treasury Department. Today in 1901, Theodore Roosevelt at the Minnesota State Fair advised attendees going about their national duties to speak softly and carry a big stick. Today in 1902, the first sci-fi film, A Trip to the Moon, was released. Today in 1931, American crooner Bing Crosby made his CBS radio network debut. Today in 1935, a Labor Day hurricane made landfall as the strongest ever in Florida, killing 423 people. Today in 1960, American sprinter Wilma Rudolph won the 100-meter gold medal at the Rome Olympics. Today in 1963, Alabama Governor George Wallace prevented integration of Tuskegee High School. Today in 2015, according to a study in the journal Nature, Earth's trees numbered just over 3 trillion. Today in 1917 in Nahant, Massachusetts, critic and animal rights activist Cleveland Amory was born to a wealthy textile manufacturer father who spurred Amory's interest in animals. Amory recalled using a BB gun to shoot a bird. "My father looked at me with disgust as this little bird flopped around on our porch. He said, 'You shot it, you kill it.' I had to stomp on that bird until it was dead." Biographer Ed Morrow tells us that horrible incident helped turn Amory into a crusader against animal cruelty. Cleveland Amory also wrote social commentary, saying, "Relations between the sexes are so complicated that the only way you can tell if two members of the set are going together is if they are married. Then almost certainly they are not." Today is also the birthday in 1763 of German romantic poet Carolina Schelling. In 1766 of African-American abolitionist, businessman, and civil rights activist James Fortin. In 1805 of Argentine writer Esteban Echeverria. In 1850 of American baseball pitcher and sporting goods founder A.G. Spaulding. In 1896 of American jazz and blues pianist, vocalist, and actress Amanda Randolph. In 1902, of American actress Marjorie Warfield. In 1906, of American actress Barbara Jo Allen, a.k.a. Vera Vague. In 1911, of British actress Eileen Way. In 1918, of Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Alan Drury. In 1929, of American director Hal Ashby and of Welsh actor Victor Spinetti. In 1933, of American doo-wop tenor Rick Lewis. In 1936, of Hungarian-American semiconductor pioneer Andrew Grove and of American socialite Joan Kennedy. In 1939, of American soul singer Bobby Purify and of American soul vocalist Sam Gooden. In 1940, of American actress Beverly Sanders and of American rock vocalist Jimmy Clanton. In 1942, of American jazz trumpeter Barbara Donovan. In 1943, of American rock vocalist Rosalind Ashford. In 1946, of American rock and soul keyboardist Billy Preston. In 1948, of American teacher and astronaut Krista McAuliffe. Of American football player Terry Bradshaw. And of American singer-songwriter Linda Tillery. In 1951, of American actor Mark Harmon and of British Rock Museum musician Mike Kaminsky. In 1952, of American tennis player Jimmy Connors. In 1955, of American actress Linda Pearl. In 1957, of American rock keyboardist Steve Porcaro. In 1964, of Canadian actor and rock bassist Keanu Reeves. In 1966, of American actress Salma Hayek. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the 11th full week of summer, to the 36th week of 2024, and to a happy Labor Day.